ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਆਲ ਯੂ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਬਾਈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਟੁਡੇ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ। ਨਾਓ ਲਾਈਕ ਐਵਰੀ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਵੀਕ, ਐਵਰੀ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ we have been sitting together and looking at Sikh history, going over stories from our Guru's lives. Yesterday, we talked about the Sakha of Sri Chamkor Sahib, how there was 46, and they fought against 1 million. 40 against a million, and how Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two oldest sons died on the battlefield in a war, and how many other Sikhs gave their lives up. But today, we're going to continue from the other side of the story with what happened to Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two smallest sons, Baba Zoravar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji. With what happened to the Guru's two youngest sons. And if you remember yesterday, we talked about how the Guru was in Anandpur Sahib and for 8 months they had no food to eat. They were totally starved, and how they left Anandpur Sahib and a battle happened at a river called Sarsa, the Sarsa River. And at this moment, the Guru and his Sikhs, they went to Ropar, a village of Ropar, where they got in the battle of Chamkor. But what happened on the other side, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mother, Mata Gujri Ji, along with Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two youngest sons, Baba Zoravar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, they got lost from everybody else. It was just the three of them. And all day from early in the morning, till night time, Mata Gujri Ji, along with those two young boys, one was 5 years old and the other was 7 years old. All day they walked. They walked through forests. They walked through the jungle. And by evening time, they ran into somebody. They ran into Gangu Brahman, who used to be a cook for Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And they ran into Gangu, and Gangu told them that, why don't you guys come and stay with me in my village? My village is Saheri. Why don't you come and stay with me in my village? And Mata Gujri Ji, at first she didn't want to go there. But Gangu kept on pressuring her, so he took her. And he took the two small sons of Guru Gobind Singh Ji to his village of Saheri. They started to walk, and while walking, this Gangu, he noticed something. He noticed that Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mother, Mata Gujri Ji, was carrying a bag. And inside that bag, there was gold coins. There was a lot of gold coins inside of there. And he saw these, and he started to think in his mind that there's a lot of money in there. And Mata Gujri Ji is an old lady. She's not strong. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two sons, they're very young. They're not strong either. that maybe I should steal the money from them. I should steal those gold coins from them. It'd be so easy. It's like taking candy from a baby. Then maybe I should take it away. He kept on thinking this while they walked. And by nighttime, they reached Gangu's village. His village was Saheri, and they reached that village. And they went inside the house. Nighttime came. Mata Gujri Ji and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two young sons, they went to sleep. And during the night, Gangu, he decided that he's going to tiptoe inside that room. He's going to sneak into the room that Mata Gujri Ji was sleeping in. And he was going to steal those gold coins. He decided that. Because he got greedy. Because Satguru Ji says inside of all of us, there are five evil things inside of us. You know that? Satguru Ji says there's five evil things inside of us. Is dehi andar panch chor vas hai. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankara. That there's these five things inside of us. And one of those things is greed. When we get greedy, that's really bad. Everything we gain, anrit lute hai, manmukh nahi bujhe, koi na sune pukara. That when one of these five things, and greed is one of those five things, when we get greedy inside of ourselves, then everything we gain from doing pot, from doing simran, from going to the gurdwara, all of that goes to waste when we get greedy. And this greed is so bad. Satguruji and Bani tells us that how bad greed is. They go, when you get greedy, what happens? They go, He loba lampet sang sir more, anaklhari kalolte. The greed, you're so powerful that when greed comes on somebody, He loba lampet sang sir more, anaklhari kalolte, tavant jiyan boho parkarang. They're saying that when somebody gets greedy, all of us get greedy and we do bad things when we do get greedy. When we think, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. But they go, even the greatest people in the world, the people that other people bow to, the people who are considered saints in this world, even them, they can't even control greed when it comes inside of them. Then they go, nach mitrang, nach istang, nach bandav, nach mat pita tav lajya. And they say when people get greedy, they don't even care if somebody's their brother or their sister or their mother or their father or their friend or relative. When they get greedy, they'll stab every single person in the back just to get money. Just to get rich. Even if it's their own family members, they'll fight with their own family members over money. Nach mitrang, nach istang, nach bandav, nach mat pita tav lajya, akarnang krot akhad akhadyang, asaj yang saj. And they're saying when you get greedy, it makes you do things that you never even dreamed in your life that you would have done. It'll make you do these things that you never in your wildest dreams, you would never have thought you would have done these things. But when you get greedy, it makes you do these things. And that's exactly what happened to Gangu. Gangu used to be a servant of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. He used to cook meals for Guru Gobind Singh Ji. But today, Gangu was greedy and he decided to steal from Guru Gobind Singh Ji's family. So what happened is during the night, it was all dark. He opened the door. Mata Gujri Ji was sleeping. Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two little boys were sleeping. And Gangu, he snuck into the room. He sneaked in. He started to tiptoe in. And he came up to that bag with all the gold coins. He opened that bag and he took all the gold that was inside of there. He took that gold, he stole that gold, and he left the room. And then when the morning came, Mata Gujri Ji and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two sons, they woke up. And Mata Gujri Ji was surprised that her bag, somebody had been through her bag, and somebody had stolen the gold coins from her bag. So she went up to Gangu, and she goes, Gangu, she called him son. She goes, son, somebody's been through my bag. And my gold that was in my bag, the gold coins are all missing. Do you know what happened to them? She was just asking. She wasn't blaming him. But Gangu got all defensive. Why? Because usually when somebody's guilty, they always get defensive. When they know they did something wrong, they're always saying, they always get defensive. Try to say that I didn't do it. And she never said that, Gangu, you did it. But Gangu himself started to say that I didn't take it, I didn't steal it. And she tried to tell him that I'm not blaming you, I'm just asking if you know where it went. But he started to make a big scene. In front of all the people in the village, he started to say that if it wasn't for me, the police would have arrested you. I helped you, I brought you to my house, I gave you a place to sleep. I saved you from the enemies, and this is how you're thanking me by calling me a thief? He got mad. Even though he stole the gold coins, he didn't want to admit it. So what he did is he went to a village, which is called Murinda. Right? And in that village, there was two policemen whose name were Gani Khan and Mani Khan. And these two police officers, Gangu went and told them that if you guys want, I have Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mother and I have Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two little boys at my house. If you guys want to arrest them, you can. And Gani Khan and Mani Khan were happy because they were already looking for them. So what they did is they came to Gangu's house. They went inside the house. They went into the room where Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mother and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two sons were sitting, and they arrested them. They brought them outside and they started to take them to the jail in Murinda. And all the neighbors, they came out to see what was happening. And all the neighbors, they were shocked that why is the police arresting these people? It's just an old lady. She can't do anything. Why are they arresting her? And they were saying, these are just two little boys. One's 5 years old. The other is 7 year old. Why are they arresting them? What can a 5 and 7 year old boy do? All the people were surprised. They were shocked. The two Sahibzades along with Mata Gujri Ji were brought to the jail in Murinda, the village of Murinda. And all night they had to stay in the jail, inside a jail cell. And they were given no food to eat, no water to drink. All night they spent inside that jail cell. And the news was given to the king, whose name was Wazir Khan. Wazir Khan was the same guy who ordered the Muslims to attack the 46 that we heard about yesterday. It's the same king. And when he found out that they captured Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two sons, he was happy. He told the policemen to bring the two sons and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mother to Sirhand, where he used to live. So they brought all three of them there and they made them stay in a tower, on the top of that tower, at the very top, in a room where there's no walls. All four sides, there's no walls. That way the wind comes from all sides It gets really cold. And this is in the month of December. On December the 25th, in the year 1704. And they were made to sit up there, because in December it's really cold. And they were made to sit up there. There was no walls on four sides, all four sides. The wind would come. And they were given no pillows. They were given no blankets to wear. So they were cold. And then they were given no food. They were given no water to drink. And all night the three of them sat in the cold. There was nothing they could do. Mata Gujri Ji, their grandmother, she tried to warm them up during the night by holding them close to her. And all night went by like that. In the morning came. Amrit Villa came, because even though they were only 5 years old and 7 years old, both of Guru Gobind Singh Ji's sons used to get up at Amrit Villa early in the morning and do bath. And today too they got up, but today they didn't have water to take a bath with. So they just did their nitnim without taking a bath. And then what happened? Mata Gujri Ji tied their turbans, their pugs, because they were too young to tie their own. And then Wazir Khan sent his soldiers, and he told his soldiers to bring Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two little boys to me, where I am, in my court. So the soldiers came to grab Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two young boys. And when the soldiers came, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's grandmother, she told the two little boys one thing. She goes, "You're going to see the king. The king is going to try to make you change your religion. He's going to try to make you into Muslims. But I want you to remember one thing, that your father is Guru Gobind Singh Ji, a great warrior, who's respected all over this world, who's close to God. And your grandfather is Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. That Guru who never changed his religion, he even gave his head to save another religion. And your great grandfather is Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, who was a great warrior, a Guru who fought for justice. And your great-great-grandfather is Guru Arjan Dev Ji. That Guru who refused to give up on his religion, who even sat on a hot plate and gave his life up." And she said that your ancestors are so great, the Gurus are so great, and I want you to remember that you should keep that respect, that pride of your ancestors and of your gurus, that don't give in. And the two young boys both said to Mata Gujri Ji that, "Don't worry, grandmother. We will always be Sikhs." And what happened is, they brought these two little boys to the court where the king was sitting. And the king was sitting higher than everybody. Just like we're sitting here, we're sitting on the ground, and Guru Granth Sahib Ji is higher than all of us. The same way the king, Wazir Khan, was standing higher than everybody else. The soldiers brought the two little boys. The soldiers bowed to the king, because everybody who came to the king would bow to the king. The soldiers came. They brought Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two sons. But those two little boys, they didn't bow to the king. Instead, they put their hands together and they said something. Do you know what they said? What did they say? They bulaad fateh to the king. The king Wazir Khan was surprised when he heard this. Because 5 years old and 7 year old, that means in today's world, one would be in kindergarten and the other would be in grade two. And he was surprised that these two aren't even scared. Because if it was one of us, We would be scared when we see soldiers holding guns all around us and we see a king who's so powerful. We would get scared. But these two didn't get scared. And Wazir Khan, the king, had a plan. His plan was that he wanted to make Guru Gobind Singh, these two boys, change their religion so that they're not Sikhs anymore. He wanted to make them into Muslims. So then that way all the other Sikhs will get mad at Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They'll say, Guruji, you're telling us to take Amrit and become Sikhs, but your own two little boys, they're not Sikhs. They changed to the Muslim religion. That was their plan. So that way the Sikhs will get mad at Guru Gobind Singh. So Wazir Khan, he told a lie. He wanted to scare Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two little sons. And he told a lie to the two boys. He started to say, oh, I feel so sorry for you guys. I feel so sorry for you two. Why? He lied to them. He said that your father Guru Gobind Singh Ji has died. That your father Guru Gobind Singh Ji has been killed in the battle of Chamkor Sahib. It was just a lie to scare them. And then he told them that your two older brothers, Baba Ajit Singh Ji and Baba Jujar Singh Ji, both of them have also died. That you don't have a father anymore. You don't have any brothers. That you two are left all by yourself in this world. Nobody is there to help you in this world. But the two small boys, they knew it was a lie. And you know what they said to the king Wazir Khan? They told Wazir Khan that there is no way you can kill our father, because our father Guru Gobind Singh Ji is not a body, it's not a human being. Our father is God, and nobody can kill God. And then you know what they said? The Wazir Khan, you're saying that you killed our two brothers? But which two brothers are you talking about, Wazir Khan? We don't have only two brothers. We have thousands and thousands of brothers, Wazir Khan. Which two brothers of ours did you kill? Wazir Khan, you're telling us that you killed my father and you killed our two brothers and now we're left homeless. But from the day we took Amrit, all the Sikhs who have taken our Amrit are our brothers and sisters. We have thousands and thousands of brothers and sisters. How many of our brothers and sisters will you kill? He said. And Wazir Khan and all the other ministers, they were surprised at this answer. On one side, they were mad. But on the other side, they thought that these two boys are amazing. That they're not even scared and they got all these good answers. They were surprised. Wazir Khan sent the boys back, told the boys to go back to that tower where they were staying. And they stayed one more night in that tower in the cold weather. It was really cold. They had nothing to eat, nothing to drink. And there was one man whose name was Moti Ram. And that one man, he came up and he would sneak up every night and bring milk for the two little boys and their grandmother to drink. He would help them. And what happened the next day is the soldiers came and took the two boys again. But this time, because the boys refused to bow to the king, this time they wanted to trick the two boys. So you know what they did? They shut the front gate to the palace, to the court of the king. And they opened a small little door, which was really, really small. And they made Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two sons walk through that door to get into the court. Why did they do this? They did this so that the door was so short that to get in through the door, the two boys would have to bend their heads down So that way, when they're coming in through the doors, their heads will be bowing down in front of the king, because the king was standing right in front of the door on the other side. But then, what happened? Those two little boys, they realized what the king was trying to do. So they weren't outsmarted. They put their foot in first. They bent their knees and they came in without bending their head forward. They didn't bow in front of the king. And once they came in, what did they say to the king? They bilad fateh to the king again. The king was surprised again that this is amazing. The king was shocked that how smart these two little boys are. The king told these two that if you two leave your religion and become Muslims, then I will give you anything you want. I will give you lots and lots of money. I will give you a kingdom. You can become kings. I'll give you anything you want if you leave your religion and become Muslims. And these two boys, they said no. They said, we don't want anything. They said, Raj na chaho, mukt na chaho, man preet charan kamla. That I don't want a kingdom. I don't even want freedom. I don't want anything. I just want to keep my love for my Lord, for my God, for my Guru. And the king was surprised with these answers. So what the king did is all day the king left these two boys with a man named Suchanand. And it was his job to convince these boys to change their religion. So they tried many things. They tried to give him a lot of money, tried to give him a lot of wealth, but the boys refused to change their religion. Then they even took him to a small bazaar and told them that go to any shop you want. Take anything you want. There was a sweet shop. There was a shop with toys in it. They could have gone there. But these two boys, they didn't go to any of those shops. They went straight to a shop, a store with weapons in it. And they grabbed weapons. And right away, the soldiers realized that these two boys were great warriors. The boys were asked that if the king lets you go, lets you have freedom, lets you go free, what will you do? And those two boys said that we're going to go out and we're going to go get all the Sikhs that we can find and we're going to get them together and we're going to make an army. And then with that army, we're going to come and attack you. The king was surprised with this answer. The king says, what if I arrest you? The boys said, if you arrest us, you arrest us. Then the king said, what if I arrest you again and I let you go free one more time? Then what will you do? And those two boys said, then we'll go out in the jungles again and we'll get all the Sikhs we can find together again. And we'll make another army again. We'll get weapons and we'll come and we'll attack you again. And the king says, what if I arrest you again? Then they said the same thing, that every time you arrest us and let us go, we're going to keep on coming back with a new army to attack you. They said the only way we're going to stop is if you kill us, if we die. The king was surprised with all these answers. He was shocked. On the third day, the king decided that these two young boys, they have to be put away. That these two young boys, that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is already a threat for us. And if these two young boys, if we let them live, when they get older, they're going to cause problems for us too. So it's best, it's better that we get rid of these two boys before they get old, before they start to cause problems for us. So King Wazir Khan talked to the Muslim priest, the Qazi, and it was decided that these two young boys would be killed. And how would they be killed? They were going to be bricked alive into a wall. They were going to make a wall around them and they were going to be stuck in the middle of the wall. And that's how they were going to be killed. And they made their decision. A lot of people told them that what you are doing is wrong. Wazir Khan's own wife told them that don't do this. This is wrong. There was another place called Maler Kotla. And the leader of that place, you can say the king of that place, he also told Wazir Khan that, Wazir Khan, why are you doing this? That our religion doesn't allow us to kill innocent young boys, innocent young children. Why are you going to kill these two little boys? But Wazir Khan, he didn't listen to them. Wazir Khan knew that these two boys were going to be a threat to him. And Wazir Khan went through with his plans. So on the third day, on December the 27th, which is tomorrow, on December the 27th, in the year 1704, the two small Sahibzades, Baba Zoravar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, 5 years old and 7 years old. One would be like in kindergarten and the other one in grade two. And they were made to stand side by side and they started to put bricks all around them. They started to make a wall all around them. The wall was made, it went higher and higher. And when it reached the shoulders of the first Sahibzada, he was given a choice and he decided. His choice was that you can still change your mind and become a Muslim, leave your religion, or you're going to be killed. And he decided that no, I'm not going to leave my religion. I'm not going to leave my guru. So what happened is, they took a sword and they chopped off Baba Fateh Singh Ji's head. They took his head right off. They sliced it right off his head. It came off. And the older brother, Baba Zoravar Singh Ji, he looked sad. He looked like he was crying. And the Muslim soldiers, they asked him, that, why are you crying? Are you scared of dying? Is that why you're crying? Because you're scared of death? And he said, no. He said, I'm crying because I'm the older brother. My younger brother died before me. I'm crying because I'm the older brother. I should have died first. I should have been killed first. All the Muslim soldiers were surprised at what they were hearing. The second brother, Baba Zoravar Singh Ji's head was also sliced off. It was chopped off with a sword. It fell. And he also became a martyr. He also died for his religion. Everybody was surprised at what was happening. Nobody was even coming forward to grab the bodies of the two boys. The Wazir Khan said, if anybody is a Sikh of Guru Gobind Singh Ji's, then come and take these two boys' bodies. And nobody was coming to grab these bodies. On the other side, Mata Gujri Ji, she was still sitting up in that tower. She had closed her eyes. And while sitting with her eyes closed, she also passed away. She also died there. All three of these bodies were lying there and nobody was coming to take the bodies, to take them away. And then there was one guy whose name was Todarmal. And he decided that, hey, if nobody else is going to take these boys' bodies, I'm going to take them. So he told the king, Wazir Khan, that I want the boys' bodies and I want their grandmother's bodies so that I can cremate them, so that I can burn them properly. And you know what he was told? He was told that if you want their bodies, then the amount of space you need to burn their bodies, you have to fill that much space up with gold coins. So like if I needed all this room to burn those two bodies, then I would have had to had enough gold coins to lay down on the ground and fill every single spot in this room. Only then are you going to get the bodies. So he did that. Somehow he got all these gold coins. He laid them down. All the land was covered with gold coins. And then, you know what he was told? He was told, no, we're still not happy. We changed our minds now. That when you lie these gold coins down, they take up a lot of space. But we changed our mind now. Now we want you to stand the gold coins up on their sides. And you have to have enough gold coins to stand on their sides and cover all the land. That's a lot of gold coins. So he went out and he got as many coins he can find, and somehow he got enough coins to fill all the land by standing the coins on their sides. And then he was given the bodies of the two young sons of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and he was given the body of Mata Gujri Ji, Guru Gobind Singh Ji's mother, and he cremated their bodies properly. He burned their bodies properly. That's the Saka of Sarhand. I went over it quickly. There's a lot more details. But because we are limited in time today, I wanted to finish it today. So I rushed through it a bit today. But I want you all to understand one thing that we're supposed to learn from this. That those two young sons of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, one was 5 years old and the other was 7 years old. That means one was like in kindergarten and the other was in grade two. That's very young. There's some people sitting here who are older than that. But imagine if we were in their situation, what would we have done? They're two little boys. And they were told that if you don't change your religion, that if you give up your religion, we'll make you kings, we'll give you all this money, but if you don't, we're going to kill you. And they chose to die. But on the other side, today's Sikhs, people like me who come here and say, I'm a Sikh, and we say it like we're so proud of it, but we don't know what a Sikh is. But we say, I'm a Sikh. People like me come in this world, there's no gun put on our head. Nobody's going to chop our head off if we say we're a Sikh. Right? But today, Sikhs, they're leaving their religion themselves. They're not even caring about the Guru. There was a day, when there was a price on a Sikh's head, that if somebody killed a Sikh, they weren't punished. Instead, they were given a reward by the king. That if you could kill a Sikh and bring a Sikh's head to the king, he would give you money. You would be rewarded. There was a day like that in India too. And those Sikhs still didn't give up their religion. But today, honestly, there's no price on a Sikh. Said. Nobody's going to chop your head off just because you're a Sikh. But today, Sikhs are leaving their religion themselves. They are forgetting everything the Gurus have done for them. Guru Gobind Singh Ji, over the last 4 days, we've heard everything Guru Gobind Singh Ji did. Not everything, but we heard some of the things Guru Gobind Singh Ji did for us. Guru Gobind Singh Ji gave up all four of his sons for his Sikhs. Guru Gobind Singh Ji gave up his father, his mother for the Sikhs. He thought of the Sikhs as his true family. And how much do we care back for that Guru? How much love do we show back for that Guru? It has to be thought about. Because I don't know anybody here. So to me, it doesn't matter if anybody here is a Sikh or not. Because it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to leave. Tomorrow night is my final night here. After tomorrow night, I'm going to move on. So to me, it doesn't matter if somebody is a Sikh or not. But one thing I will say is just by calling ourselves a Sikh, just by coming to the Gurdwara and bowing to Guru Granth Sahib, sitting for 20 minutes in the Sangat, eating langar for 20 minutes, and then talking for a half hour, hour in the langar hall or outside, that doesn't make you a Sikh. If somebody wants to think that does, then that's great. Congratulations to that person. But that's not true Sikhi. I'm sitting on a stage here not to make every person here happy. I'm sitting on a stage here to tell what the true message of Sikhi is. Because that's what's missing in our religion today. People are only worried. They sit on stage. They want to tell stories the Sangat likes, so Sangat will give a lot of money to them. But to me, I don't care because all this money is going to the school. So I'm not keeping any of it. So to me, it doesn't matter if somebody gets upset. Because this is the truth. When we listen to the story of the Sahib Jadis, we have to realize this, that those two young boys never gave up their religion. Those who gave up their religion, nobody cares about. Those who spent their life running around after money, nobody cares about. But Baba Ajit Singh Ji, Baba Jujar Singh Ji, Baba Zoravar Singh Ji, Baba Fateh Singh Ji, these four young boys, they gave up everything. Even their life, but they never gave up their Sikh religion. And now you know what happens? 299 years later, every single Gurdwara around the world, these people are praised. Everywhere you go, they're praised. People who gave up something for their religion, whether it be a Christian religion, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're Sikh, any religion you believe in, but if you stay strong to your faith and you gave your life up for that, those people are respected. And that's where we need to decide today. That do we just want to waste our life running around after money, backstabbing each other, having worries in our life, being totally stressed out? Or do we want to find the true Guru? The Guru we've been bowing to for so many years, but we still don't have a relationship with that Guru. We still don't know that Guru. Do we want to build a relationship with that Guru and get close to that Guru? Because that Guru, once you build a relationship, all your pains and worries will be gone. And that Guru Gobind Singh Ji, we will be with you every single place you go in your life. Everywhere you go, Guruji will be there to help you. And that was basically today's discussion I wanted to say to every single person. If I made any mistakes, I wish to ask for forgiveness from the Sangat and for forgiveness from my Guruji. I just want to remind all the students, the campers, that tomorrow morning is the final day of the camp. A lot of the campers are gone home already. But those few that are left, I just want to remind you that for tomorrow, just for tomorrow's day, because it's the final day, if everybody could try to come in a kurta pajama or a chola, not to wear any pant or shirt tomorrow. Try. Okay, and everybody, be here on time tomorrow morning. ਤੇ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਇੱਕ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਇੱਕ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਸਜੂਗਾ ਜੋ ਰਾਤ ਦੇ 12 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਚੱਲੂਗਾ। ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਭਰਨੀ, ਕੀਰਤਨ ਤੋਂ ਲਾਹਾ ਲੈਣਾ ਹੈ। ਕੋਈ ਭੁੱਲ ਚੁੱਕ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਅਣਜਾਣ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਮਾਫ਼ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ। ਅੱਗੇ ਤੋਂ ਸੁਮਤ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਜੀ, ਆਓ ਫਤਿਹ ਕੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਕਰੀਏ। ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ to put their hands together, and I want everybody to say out loud with me together, Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.